joined on the call by the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning.
Good morning. A difficult Saturday for you guys. Fall 38-0 at Temple. Kind of give me your feelings on the game.
Temple's a good football team, but very disappointed in our the outcome of the game and sort of how it went about. I don't think we competed at the level we should have competed at, and personally, just did not play the game the way I'd like to be played. They were part of the reason. Good team, physical team. They were excited about playing, and they just seemed a little bit more excited about us. So we've got to regroup because it's not getting any easier this week.
Yeah. How much of did you kind of run into a little bit of buzzsaw with the Temple team that had lost their opener in the Army? Did they come out even more inspired than they probably would have?
You know, once again, not knowing the scenario, but I would seem to think that, you know, they got them ready to play and they came out of the blocks on both sides of the ball and special teams with a physical presence and were excited about playing. And we were excited about playing. We just didn't perform up to our capabilities throughout the game. We competed, but not at the level you need to compete when you're playing that level of a team.
Offensively, I know, seeing some of your comments, disappointing, only 133 yards, and especially in the first half. As you've gone back and studied about what happened, what was most disappointing on the offensive side?
Yeah, I mean, we did not execute any third down situations at all. We were presented with a lot of bad field position situations. Turned the ball over, which caused some of those. So, you know, once again, Temple should be given some credit. But we also have to execute, and it's about execution on offense. It's execution. The blame isn't placed on any player, any schematics. We just did not perform up to our capabilities.
Joe Carbone, your quarterback, we didn't really have a chance to talk about him last week, but he's 8-17 passing for 84 yards, and I know Saturday probably wasn't a good barometer, but talk about his improvements from a year ago and what you see as his upside down the road.
Yeah, I'm pleased with his progress. You know, he got some reps last year, but this year he's running the show. It's his game. He's gotten better during practice, but he's still a young football player, and he's still learning the game and the speed of the game. And at times that is something that just time will take care of and getting more snaps. But pleased with his presence and his leadership ability. And, you know, I thought, once again, you know, you always point to the quarterback when you're not successful, but I don't really see that being our problem. Our problem is just putting the things together overall.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for Coach here this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. I want to go back and talk a little bit about your defense, which performed so well in week one and actually statistically pretty well at Temple. Only 14 first downs, 301 total yards in that game. Kind of give me your impressions on how you performed on that side of the ball.
Still not up to where we could. There were plays that we could have made that we did not make early in the game. Got beat on a reverse, got beat on a long touchdown pass by coming out of coverage, and you can't do those things. They were presented some real bad field position situations. Temple had the ball consistently in the red zone in the first half, so short fields. But we can play better as a defense, and once again, you've got to play better against the good teams.
A couple guys that had pretty solid games: Shane Lawless, 7 tackles and a couple for loss; Noah McGinney, 7 tackles and a sack. Talk about the way those guys played.
Yeah, you know, they're redshirt sophomores, really first-year starters. They got some time last year, and you know, both kids have come to play. I think both are talented players. They fit our scheme well. They're both athletic enough and physical enough to do that. And they run our defense. There are communication. There are eyes and ears of what goes on out there.
As you've touched on, another big challenge ahead this week with your conference opener against Richmond. As you started to study the Spiders, what makes them so tough?
Oh, first, they're extremely well coached. They've had a rivalry with Dan when he was at Liberty, and you know, played him 1 year here when he was at Richmond, so we're back to that. But very well coached. You don't see weaknesses on the field that way. Kids are where they're supposed to be. fundamentally, and they execute what they're supposed to do. So I think it starts there. And then you move to the other things. They've got a very good player at quarterback. And when you have that type of player where you can count on not only the situation football, but the leadership, it's going to make you tick. And he had a great year last year, and he's continuing there. And then on the defensive side, they've got players at each level that perform at a high level of consistency. So I think they're a pretty complete team. I've been chatting. I think they're the best FCS team we've played against. We've been in the playoffs. We played Sam Houston State, who was number two in the country at that time. I think this team is more complete. They can do everything well on both sides of the ball. And, you know, they had some penalties in this last game, but they don't seem to beat themselves very often.
You guys have obviously had a tough open to your schedule with North Dakota at home and that victory over a nationally ranked team, and then the game against Temple. How do you hope, you know, when you put the schedule together and after the first 2 weeks, to prepare not only for Richmond but for CA play in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. I think you're playing good opponents. You're getting a chance in a barometer of your team, and you have to compete every day in practice, and that's what we talked about, you know, after the game. Temple, we got to compete every day in practice, and that'll get better. And you know, games take care of itself. We're excited about playing this game. I'd rather play this game than not one of these type of teams. I think that's the excitement. You know, we get a chance on Saturday afternoon to hopefully compete well and have a chance to give them a good game and have them think about in the fourth quarter how to win the game, and hopefully we have a chance to win the game.
Sort of building on that, how do you sort of regain the momentum? Obviously, you had a tremendous season opening victory at home, and then how do you bounce back from that game at Temple and try to get that momentum back against a good Richmond team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were on the field this morning in practice, so sort of Temple's done. We moved on. Just a great focus. I mean, we're playing at home, so that's a help. It's a TV game. It's a noon start, so we don't have to sit around all day on Saturday. So just a focus about what to do. And when you play against good football teams, you've really got to put in perspective of how to prepare. And so my whole goal is to make sure we prepare correctly Monday through Friday and execute on Saturday.
All right, Chuck, thanks for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.